sedia huzendo khaino ndio tasian teo to dele kitranja entono nachi ja entanking jete ndio ke jo khe hota ya konket onit sin jet kon khai to ta kha habat ni chatat hat veuti ya ta sidya nan la tin che ya ne ta na he na sa khar te dera na da te sa khar ni ta ra ta ran hat ven na ti ek ya ta ven ni na te en ta ha od hat te che ya lo kan na hin ti yo ze sa et in ta ven yu ti ta I guess that's far.
Willie, maybe you could say again who the war was between.
But I don't know.
Two groups of people.
Two groups. They're from different tribe from way up ahead of the river.
They call them
Nah-eh. But I had talked to Bob Stacy just not long ago with a bunch of boys. He mentioned it. Oh, they talk of Louise and them. Somebody mentioned how far to Dawson Creek or Fort Nelson was. Somebody mentioned here. Bob went through, you know, and doing a war time through that highway. So, and then he started to come back and tell about run between Edmonton this way. That mostly not air, he said. That's a tribe. Was getting like this people down here from way back. I don't know. They didn't never mention. Like Grandpa Paul, his brother, he shot one with a muzzle loaded down Nation. That far, even I was a kid, we heard them around here. Just like they were still bothered down here, but they live out the country by here. The first trip, like Alfred Hunter, he was telling my mother, my aunt, and old Annie Billy, when they go town, well, they knew Alfred from way back too. And I was there when he tell the story about them people where they would send him up there to be mounted police and teach him what a law means. And then same time he a minister, like lay reader to them, teach them about Bible and things like that. He got along real good with them. And he make them sit down and tell the story about down here. When they found out old man Edward Dad there, he was there. He said he visit him and talk to him. Because they talk, old man Edward putting here in Alfred. We're putting the same language. So he told him, your son is still living downriver someplace.
And why was this such an important war? Why was it told over and over again by your grandmother?
Well, they've been stealing people from here, from way back. You notice where that little Thompson made that road, eh, Louise? When I was a kid, this little stick tied up with willow. They stole a young girl from here. That was the time when one chief, he lived right here. He got each place there.
Was that the last war you know of, or the only war you know of?
I did more some other country, like.
Well, I mean the war in that would affect the Eagle Indians.
Between each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With a generation way back, they had one. And like I said that, way back in my grandfather, when he died back in 20, he could have been way 100 year old, something like that. Mm-hmm. Now he said his father, Day, and that was, he was young Day, that thing. It sounded just like them Day, the people live longer. Mm-hmm. They would sit down there a lot of time that people never sick. My grandfather from Charlie Creek, during winter, they run out of ammunition and tea. That's the day my grandfather's brought up from way, the way old-fashioned, he could camp out anywhere. The only, it was a little place where people live off the country. They're like Charlie Creek. My grandfather and his brother brought up there, and they lived there. And then Sam Creek. That's below where Barney used it. There's another few people live off the Sam Creek, on down Washington Creek, all the way down there. One winter, my grandfather there, I hear they run out of ammunition, shotgun powder and stuff. So he took off for Rampart House. Now, if he go day and night, they say, he made it with walking and make, that's about, well, we say 80 and 90. That's about 500 miles. He made that trip in 3 weeks, they say, to bring back. That time they had the toboggan, you know. They make out the caribou-legged toboggan. They say he was back in 3 weeks with walking.
500 miles?
Yeah.
But you think the war happened when your grandfather's father was a little boy?
My grandmother was a little girl.
Your grandmother was a little girl. Mm-hmm. She remembers when it happened. Did your grandfather fight in that war, or was
well,
he?
Well, she is a little boy then, but they happened to live someplace, you know, like they spread out. They got a village down there below Sam Creek. That's where they had fish trap. And there was a village there, they say. But way before that, there is time where they got. Like I said, there's two parties. In one party, they got smart and tough leader. He just got to go. Like this war, I just tell you about that one party and that really good general, they say. He's tough. Hardly anything to eat, and he's still going, they say. He got the more story about that man that time, he go for his record, that thing. But this, the party they had here, he left cemetery them day, they said, down there. And then he used that, they had, I don't know, he got boys, they're in the moose back here, they chase them out, like, they fixed that too. I hear he was getting old, he drowned it, they say. In July, even worse, them day here, he was wearing rabbit skin clothes. He got in his canoe, and I guess his brother, too, another one of his people. He got birch bark canoe them day. So he went over there, too. And then they round this flat right here, from way up around Dog Island or something. Well, they go down, they just drive this thing there like this, and then where the moose get down on this, go, there's a good crossing down there, like Golden Eagle, he go out, get that moose, and they get meat, and like he want to do it, so he let him this one time, he's getting old, they did that, and they say he won't talk back to him, that's how strict he is. And just like everything else, they say he had a lot of wives too. I don't know how many, but that's all they know. They had probably didn't count them days. This one day in July, they say he was a. He told the boys to get out in the woods and drive the moose out for him. They did it, and he went over there on that rock. Sure enough, there was a moose coming, got into the river, just like Go Negro, what I hear. He got in his canoe, and by the time he get out, canoe, I guess something like he got out of wind or something. Canoe tip over with him, he got drowned. Man was right there close, to, must be with him. He got to him with canoe, and he got that rabbit skin coat he got there, he said. He was floating for a while, but he's scared to go near him. He knew he might tip. He knew he gonna tip him over, so he was drowned that way.
Who was this man again?
Oh, he was a man. He had brother or something too, and they really controlled this area.
Long time ago.
Way before. It's back when my great grandfather like. Young day, see? That's the only way I figure. See, that's when I need Bob, you know?
Do you remember his name?
Well, so drop that, they call him Daba Nezao. Well, that's my language, see? He's got a hot lips, or...
Hot lips, huh?
Yeah, so that's the way we call him, hot lips. Yeah, because the reason why they call him that, that everything he said don't go, that's when he just killed a guy. Yeah, he's that rough, they say.
Hot temper, too.
Hot temper. If any one of his tribe around here, his own tribe. Well, yeah, he asked him to do something. Somewhere they found out his messenger from other tribe tell him, well, they talk about you. Well, he sent his his right-hand man to this village and tell him, do away with that guy. Well, that's the way he operates it. So he got his right-hand people really stick up for him. Well, they even there. And that lower end, somewhere around there, we'd look for it, but we never could find a trace. I guess it's so long ago. Somewhere along that slough, Louise, they had a fish trap summertime, too. That he hardly go no place, only live and his people that does the work, but I guess he is kind of a good leader, but there is jealous among tribes to tribes them days. Just like here, maybe downriver someplace, some tribe. Well, he gets everything, live good maybe. We should do away with him. Well, one of the spy will come to back to him, report that. You know, he sent his lieutenant or something out maybe, and then they do away with that guy, start trouble. So whatever they open mouths for him, if he find out, that man is do away with, they say. Killing one another don't mean nothing to them them day. If they live and stick up for their chief, that's only way they live good. And then also they training people can jump. Oh, there, I don't know, I couldn't, even myself, I often think about it, I couldn't see it, but they were telling the truth. Just like when I brought up my mother that winter time, I don't think he let me watch with a basin. Drive me out, you know, it's like Willard, I guess. Drive me out the door with barefoot so I could stand that cold. They got no flu or nothing like that cold them day. mm-hmm. and make a wash face, well human, back in 30 when I was trapping in winter time. Go out and trapling. I get out in the morning, I go take my towel and soap, and wash my face with snow. But it didn't bother me, but I wouldn't do it for anything now. Yeah, a lot of time they really generate from that seed there. My mother and Andrew Isaac, those two. One day I got to talk to Andrew Isaac. You're right, you and I, that's from where we generate. Generation come, he said. I'm one of them, he said. He said he born over there someplace. Over that country. If you poor guy, he had heart trouble, so you can't do nothing with him no more.
That's Andrew Isaac, mm-hmm. Or does he live in Eagle too?
No, the old day, that's...
Oh, he's not alive anymore, is he?
You go to Dot Lake, you find him.
Dot Lake. He knows good stories too?
Well, you get luck in, we get to talk here when he stop overnight, when he done a lot of that land claim business when they started, he fight for